work in my spreader either. But I laid it down. It was laying on the. I thought it was laying on some boards, and most of my stuff I keep off the concrete. Just because that's the way I do. And I had it laying on some boards, but my grandson, my little 14-year-old grandson, was out there helping me do some stuff, and he was moving some stuff around, and he laid that bag right down on the concrete. And I guess the moisture, with it being damp, you know, the concrete gets kind of a little dew or something on it. And it must have soaked up all that water, because I tell you what, that thing, I don't believe you can bust it with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've had that to happen to some of mine, too. And about the best you can do with it is use a hammer on it. Like you say, you're gonna have to pick it up, slam it down a few times, and start breaking it up, and then use something like a hammer and just kind of take your time with it and get it at least where you can hand broadcast it, because it ain't gonna work in that spreader there.
You know, mine work that way or not. It was in a paper bag. It didn't have a plastic liner on it. Why it didn't, I don't know, but the paper's come off, and I tried to pick it up, and the paper come off in my hand, so I know it got wet. But the barn don't leak, so I ain't got moisture in there, but it did. And there again, I don't know if I can use it or not. I guess I'll just have to put it in the refuge pile and take it over to the dump next time I go and go out and buy me another bag or two. Grass seed that I had from left over from last year, it's fine, I think. All the other stuff I got out there is fine, but that bag just happened to be laying on the bottom. So I it's kind of like concrete mix or something of that nature. It gets a little water on it, it gets hard. But yeah, I'm going to try to bust it up a little bit. If I can, great. If I can't, I'll just do away with it.
Roger that, yeah. Yeah, that concrete does. It'll have moisture. It'll come up, moisture coming up through that concrete. If there's anything laying on it, it's going to mess it up. Like cement or fertilizer or lime, anything like that. It's going to pick up a lot of moisture from the concrete. And but anyway, good luck with it. And advise you, like I say, it don't cost that much. I just throw it in the garbage can or take it over to the dump somewhere. But that's about all it's going to be good for. But Gary, I'll go ahead and get out of here. Nice talking to you. It's been a while. And we'll try it again before too long. I'm going to put some stuff on the swap net if I ever get time to get out there and hook this thing up and check everything out. And got two or three items I want to put on there when I can get around to it. So, but you all take it easy. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and we'll talk to you soon. So, KI4DOS, this is WB4FE, clear.
Well, you and Joan have a great day tomorrow. You take care of what's left of the night. Don't work too hard. And be careful out there on the roadways. You know, the best offense is a really, really good defense. So be careful. Y'all take care. We enjoyed it as always and look forward to doing it again. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That's going to about wrap it up for this evening. I'm going to tally up my total here and put it in the repeater and send it to the repeater. And that way Dave will have my net report. Hang by for that. Folks, had a grand total of 67 tonight. Good number of check-ins. Appreciate each and every one of you out there at Radio Land. Would not be a net without you. If you don't come in and check in with us, we don't have a net. So y'all come back as often as you can. Come back tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Trap. And at this time, we will go ahead and secure the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night. God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.